The last phase of the U.S. air war in Afghanistan was completed 9 days ago. It was a week-long bombing attack on a remote mountain cave in the Jawara region of eastern Afghanistan. The United States believed that al-Qaeda troops tried to regroup there after the Tora Bora caves had been bombed. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The Jawara caves are a three-hour drive from the closest city, Khost. A pickup truck carrying six militiamen loyal to the new leader of Khost leads the way. It's a slow, rugged climb by car up dry riverbeds and along precarious shale outcroppings until you reach the mouth of the Jawara Canyon. The caves are here. The canyon is a mile long, and as it narrows, its walls rise to about 500 feet. There are at least a dozen caves along the right wall of the canyon. They have all been blasted by very accurate American bombs. In most cases, the blasts collapsing the canyon walls to cover their entrances. But a few are still open, and it's possible to look inside.
Yeah, there is a missile in there, and also the 2 feet of a heavy machine gun. It's a very long cave, and cars used to go inside it.
As far as you can tell, what's all this metal work? What? There's a lot of metal work.
This is the construction, and this is the angle irons and concrete and burnt bricks that they have used to build this place.
And there's an archway here.
An archway, yeah, under the mountains in case it collapses.
The Jawara caves were constructed in the early 1980s when the Afghan Mujahideen were fighting the Soviet army. Jawara is close to the border with Pakistan, so it was a perfect place to build a guerrilla outpost. In the 1990s, the Taliban took control of Jawara. The town of Khost became a center for the training of al-Qaeda fighters. When al-Qaeda and the Taliban were ousted from Khost, and especially after Tora Bora, some fighters apparently came here to try to rebuild their strength. The canyon is littered with military debris destroyed in the American attacks. There are mortar shells and rocket-propelled grenades everywhere, the twisted hulks of tanks, anti-aircraft guns, and artillery. At the mouth of one cave, bullets, mortar charges, and detonator caps are strewn everywhere, and papers.
It's an office. There are a lot of books. This is the books in which there is written the amount of the ammunition.
So it's a storehouse for ammunition.
Yeah.
And there were lights in here? There was electricity in here?
Yeah.
This cave is intact, and it's possible to stand inside. The ceiling is about 12 feet high, and it's very dark. Someone turns on a small flashlight, and the dim outlines of a long tunnel become visible.
It is full of boxes which contains ammunition, bullets, rockets. Some of them are empty. And to the right, there are tires.
Wheels, tires, yeah.
Yeah, I think they are from...
Artillery guns.
This looks like a wall here, some kind of wall, the end of it.
I think from the other entrance, if you go behind this wall, there will be also another cave. No, it's concrete.
Concrete.
So it is, it's been sealed up.
Sealed up, yeah.
Tunnels also cut off from the right and left, but their floors are uneven. There are wires everywhere, and it does not look safe to explore further. Outside, the roar of a jet engine echoes overhead. It's the second time an aircraft has passed. It's flying very high, and it is not visible. Worries are expressed that if the planes spot people in the canyon, they might drop more bombs. On the plateau above the canyon ridge sits a village called Jawar. It was not hit by bombs. Several hundred people lived there before, but they all fled. Now only four men have returned. One man, Mir Hamid, says there are more caves nearby, close to the villages of Musa Khan and Mala Khan. Musa Khan was flattened and 15 people died there, he says. At Mala Khan, four more were killed by American bombs. Mir Hamid insists there was no reason for the U.S. to bomb those villages.
There were no Taliban, no Al-Qaeda people in here. It was an old center of the Mujahideen, but a few local people were still staying here. And we don't know why the United States bombed this place and many people died in the villages that I just mentioned their names.
In Afghanistan, there are always many versions of the same story. The head man now in control of Khost says there were Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters in these caves, that the villagers supported them, and that they had dispersed ammunition into the villages that were hit. He also says 6 or 7 helicopters brought American special forces to the caves last week to have a look. They seized several locals and took them away for questioning. About 100 U.S. special forces are now stationed at the airport in Khost. Their commanding officer, known here as General John, declined to be interviewed for this report. Mike Schuster, NPR News, at the Jawara Caves in eastern Afghanistan.